Their key finding may shed some light on a question we have been pursuing. Why do scientists cling to materialism in the face of mounting contrary evidence, often accepting questionable explanations for phenomena such as consciousness or psi? In 1969, a Carnegie Commission on Higher Education study had found that natural scientists were much more likely than social scientists to self-identify as religious. However, over the decades, the pattern has apparently reversed itself. Fully 55.4% of the natural scientists, physics, chemistry, biology, surveyed, self-identified as atheists or agnostics. But only 47.5% of the social scientists, sociology, economics, political science, and psychology, did so. Biologists were the least religious at 63.4%. Interestingly, economists were the least irreligious at 45.1%. A related trend may be the fact that economists have recently begun to take demonstrated human nature more seriously. Craig Lambert writes in Harvard Magazine, "Economic man has one fatal flaw. He does not exist." When we turn to actual human beings, we find, instead of robot-like logic, all manner of irrational, self-sabotaging, and even altruistic behavior. Many detractors of RSMEs come, as we have seen, from the ranks of biology. It is interesting to reflect that pioneer students of RSMEs, William James, psychologist, and Alistair Hardy, zoologist, were firmly grounded in the natural sciences and made great advances in the study of RSMEs for precisely that reason. James, for example, grasped the importance of identifying a wide range of examples, not only the approved classic ones. Hardy insisted on finding examples undisturbed in their natural environment, and both came away convinced that RSME experiencers do confront real facts about the cosmos. But in recent decades, when natural sciences have fallen captive to radical materialism, naturalistic approaches to RSMEs have mainly amounted not to hard data, but to questionable concepts such as purely theoretical brain structures or circuits, questionable syndromes such as temporal lobe personality, selfish genes, and gangs of memes. A key task for neuroscience today is to use the power of the natural sciences effectively while circumventing these unproductive ideologies. One promising approach is to study RSMEs under conditions in which neuroscience can capture information.